Praise his name. Let's stand together. Amen. Let's just bow our heads, if you will. Lord Jesus, we love you. Oh God, we praise your holy name tonight. For truly, Lord, you are so wonderful to us. Lord, your many blessings in the Father, the care we see you have for us, Father, by thy word that comes forth, Lord, is proof in itself that you care and love us. And Lord, you don't want us to, any of us to be lost. Lord, you're just amazing, Father. How I love and adore you. Pray that you would just bless everyone that's gathered in tonight. Strengthen us and encourage us. Lord, again, Father, I pray revelation would just, Father, just overcome our whole bodies, Lord, and truly be grounded within our souls. Our Father, it's the only way we can please you, Father, is through revelation and understanding. And that alone only comes from you, Lord. So we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, depend on you. Just bless us now. Each and every phase of the service, may you just get the glory and honor. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Always wonderful. You may be seated if you'd like. Amen. Turn with me in our big books there. Page 52. We haven't sang this in a while. Amen. He brought me out. Amen. Miry clay. Hallelujah. My heart was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out. Amen. Sing it. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, he set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling, while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. A song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, was the new song of praise. Oh, by day and by night, his sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, he brought me out. Amen. Hallelujah. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Oh, he brought me out. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he set my feet on the rock to stay. A song of praise. Amen. Sing that again. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. brought me out. Hallelujah, with a mighty hand. Page 31, over a page or two there. Amen. Standing on the promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Oh, glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing, yes, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, yes, I'm standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises that cannot fall. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing. Yes, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Well, I'm standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Amen. Oh, well, I'm standing, yes, I'm standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, yes, I'm standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises. Any wonderful. Oh, well, I'm standing. Yes, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Oh, standing on the promises of God. Oh, well, I'm standing, yes, I'm standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, yes, I'm standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. You're standing on His promises. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful. Page 15, over a couple there. We're marching to Zion. Amen.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord, and thus surround the throne, and thus surround the throne.
Amen.
Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Oh, we're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city our God. Oh, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad.
Amen.
Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Oh, we're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fair worlds on high, to fair worlds on high. Oh, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. You know we're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city.
Amen. Sing it for us again.
Oh,
marching.
Amen.
Keeping step.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's wonderful to us. Amen. Brother Kevin, can you come up for the offering tonight?
Amen.
Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a joy we have in our hearts tonight, Lord, to just know that we have you in us, and Lord, that we serve truly a living God. Lord, that knows everything about us, where we're headed, and knows the future. And Lord, we trust in you, Father, and we just thank you for all that you're doing for us, Father, in this hour. I'm just thankful for this opportunity tonight to be able to come into the house of the Lord to receive the word that you've already prepared for us. And Lord, I just pray that you just bless each and every one of us tonight, Lord, with revelation, understanding of that word, Father. And I just pray, Lord, as we come to this portion of the service, that you bless those that can give and those that can't. That, Lord, you just use it for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Let's sing a little chorus. It's the life behind the name.
Amen.
It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan, man in all things as a man. He could live, so he could give. Give us the life behind the name. It's the life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. It's the life behind the name that makes the proud heart humble. It was God who devised the plan, that in all things has a man. He could live, so he could give. Give us a life behind the name.
Amen. Praise his name. How many have a request for it? Need on your heart? Desire? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Praise his name. Brother Jim, would you like to take the request tonight? You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would it be someone have a song tonight? Got one tonight, Grace? I ask if you come.
the saints of God come all prayed up and in the spirit too. You'll know without a doubt he's gonna move. And as we hear his voice, it makes our hearts rejoice. For we have come expecting God to move. We've come here expecting God to move. And send down his dynamics as he promised he would do. As we lift up his name, the Spirit falls like rain. We've come here expecting God to move. When the saints begin to sing, all the bells of heaven ring. You'll know without a doubt he's gonna move. Saving grace, our sins have been erased. We have come expecting God to move. Well, we've come here expecting God to move and send down his dynamics as he promised he would do. As we lift up his name, the Spirit falls like rain. We've come here expecting God to move. As we lift up his name, the Spirit falls like rain.
We've come here expecting.
We've come here expecting.
God to move.
God to move. God will move.
That expectation. Amen. He won't let you down. Hallelujah. Let's all stand, if you will. Sing the little chorus. Lord, I believe. Amen.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are bowed. Heavenly Father, Lord, that's my prayer this evening, that by the time we're done this evening, Lord, it'll be every one of us's little song in our heart burning. Now I believe. Oh, now I believe it. Oh, God, let it ring deep down in our hearts. We ask that you would just help us now this evening to deliver these precious words of eternal life, Lord, to us, that it's so precious and so glorious that, Father, I need all the help I can get to present it, Lord, in the way that you want it to be, in the way it's deserved to be brought. I ask, Lord, for your help, that, Lord Jesus, you'd give it to us tonight, what you want us to receive, and let the revelation ring down inside. We ask it now in your precious, holy, wonderful name, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Christ. Amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles, just renew our minds again to Romans, the 8th chapter, and let's read that 28th to the 32nd verse. Amen. Trusting you've come, praying and asking the Lord to deal with your heart with the precious Word of God. Amen. And again, precious word of simplicity, a precious word that we've already heard the prophet say and speak on. Amen. Romans 8, chapter and 28th verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? May the Lord bless during His word again. You may be seated. Amen. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Then whom He predestinated,
amen.
Oh my, He's justified. He's called Him, He's justified, He's also glorified Him. Amen. What a glorious place to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we go back into these precious quotes now, I trust that you'll be able to remember and stir it in your heart what we read this morning and what we spoke about. And thinking about all these little different types that the prophet used when he spoke about Abraham Lincoln and so forth, and you know, and how he kind of throwed in there with it about the recognizing the signature. You know, it's I think of representation of predestination. You know, if we've been predestinated, we'll be able to recognize the handwriting of our Lord Jesus Christ, the signature. Amen. Of the pardon that was wrote out for you and for me. So in thinking of those things and about the black people, the slaves, how that the Day of Proclamation signed, it was something that was so precious to them because they had been bound by man making them do and work and slave away for them, and sometimes in the most horrible conditions that a person could ever imagine. And to think how it must have felt to be loosed and set free from that.
Amen.
And to know they didn't never have to go back to it again.
Amen.
Oh my, I tell you what. Like I say, just think of all those beautiful types and thinking about what the prophet said on them. And I want you to think again now what we ask you about, the questions that was asked you. I want you to think about, do you know if you're going to heaven? Do you know how you stand before the Lord as you sit here tonight? Do you know how you stand before the Lord? No guesswork. Now again, as we mentioned this morning, you know, it's I can say one thing with my lips, but I'll never be able to hide what actions come from me. You know, and as we kind of was mentioned a little bit, and I probably won't go that route this evening because I won't have time to, but as it's mentioned about worship, you know, and we'll, Lord, we won't go back into that, but just to think about it, that worship. If I really knew in myself that what Christ done for me, and He died for my sins, and I knew I was justified, and I stood before God, perfect. Oh my. Wouldn't I sing that song a little different than someone that didn't? You may sit there and you may disagree with me. But I'm going to tell you what, a man still speaks from the abundance of his heart. He sings from what's in his heart.
Amen.
He worships God from whatever's in his heart. You take an individual that is just bubbling on the inside with the Holy Spirit. And my, just everything's just fresh in God. And he's just so happy and thankful what the Lord has done for him, you know. And let him sing a song of praise and give it to another one, the same song. that doesn't appreciate what God done, don't even really realize, all they know intellectually, God hung on a cross and died, and that Son Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. He rose again and resurrected, and my, his life was to come back now into a people's lives. And oh, we can just tell all about it, you know. But there's a lot of difference in that worship and the one that really knows and has experienced what Christ really did for him, and one that just has it intellectually of what Christ done. I want to be the one that has experienced and knows by God's grace and by revelation and by the Holy Spirit moving in my life, I know what he's done for me. Amen. But again, if we keep doing things wrong that we know we shouldn't be doing, we condemn ourselves. And then we try to ask God for some. We even try to worship. How could we even stand and worship before the Lord with that condemnation in our heart? It just don't work. You know, you're feeling bad. You're feeling like, oh, I'm no good, and I just can't quit doing this, and I can't quit doing that. And we just get ourselves down in such a position that, well, we just ain't good for nothing, you know? But if we could just get a hold of a true reality of what God has done for us, and not only just, as I said, proclaim it with our lips, but have the actions back it up, that it happened to me, that it happened to you, that Jesus Christ did get a hold of our life and change us, and we're a new creature in Christ. Amen. So in thinking those things again, I'd like to read this. We'll read this little quote again. This was in part, and he says, "Now a man, when he is released from sin, man or woman, there's no more desire." I read this morning. "There's no more desire in her heart to walk after the things of the world. He is freely pardoned and becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. And his affections are set on things that are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. He's freely released. He doesn't have to have some priest to tell him or some minister to tell him. He knows in himself that he is pardoned because he has accepted it upon the grounds that God sent it to him through Jesus Christ. Oh, what a feeling it is to be free from sin." Seeing how true it is. And like I say, it reflects in our lives if we truly know we are standing here free of guilt, that we are justified. And knowing, you know, like I mentioned when we walked out this morning, I just got out there and standing, I couldn't help it, but I'll tell you, I felt like a singing. I felt like a praising God and thanking him for what he's done for me, because by the grace of God, it's a reality to me. And as I said, to somebody it isn't. There is just, well, I'll follow along because so-and-so's singing, and I'll sing this song because somebody else is. And I'm singing this song because a believer's supposed to do this. A Christian's supposed to sing these songs. I'm supposed to worship the Lord. But my, that sure ain't worship. No, that's just tagging along and hanging on to somebody else's shirt tail. And I don't want to be somebody that has to hang on to the song leader's shirt tail. Ah, if I feel a scream in my heart, I'm going to scream. If I feel like hollering it out, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, burning in my heart in a worship, hallelujah, I'm going to worship. Amen. If I feel like something bubbling on the inside and I just got to stand up, I'm going to stand up. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to hang on to no song leader's shirt tail. No. I'm going to worship God. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Because we're here to worship God and to hear his word. Amen. But when we come in and worship God, I want it to be exactly and perfectly the way God expects it to be. Amen. Could you imagine somebody dying for you, giving their life to you, and suffering and bearing the shame that was suffered that he did, and the shame that he bore? And then to get somebody stand up there and sit down in a building someday and have to gather around with a bunch of group of people, and they call what they come to church, you know, and they're getting ready to hear the word, and to sit there and the people get raise their hand and blah, 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 and ain't a lick of anything in their heart. After what he done for them, could you imagine how it'd make you feel? Could you imagine saving somebody? I've mentioned it before. Maybe they've rolled over a bank in an automobile and they're about dead and there's no way out unless somebody comes by and jerks the door open, gets the belt off and drags me up over the bank and the car's on fire. And you imagine me getting up there on the bank and saying, what in the world did you get me out of there for? You got a problem or something? Can you imagine how it would make the person that was trying to save your life feel? Huh? Anybody with common sense say, thank you so much. I was dying. I was going to die in that. It was burning. Thank you so much. Is there anything I can do for you? When I get better, just call me. I'll do anything I can. But not this generation. This generation of children anymore. They're handed a silver spoon, a golden spoon. Everything handed to them. And they don't appreciate it. But I'm going to tell you what. I believe the true children of God appreciate everything God does.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
I believe a man or a woman, it's just me now, I believe a man or a woman that can't appreciate what God done ain't got nothing to start with.
Mm-hmm.
How could they? Impossible.
Right.
There's no way.
Amen.
I don't care if that person says, I'm a son of God, I was in the thoughts of God, and this blah, blah, blah. Friends, it don't mean nothing to me, and I'm sure it don't mean nothing to God. There's going to be a lot of them say, didn't I prophesy in thy name? Didn't I cast out devils? Oh, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. You knew to do good and didn't do it. You see? Amen. So back to our message now. All right, we find here, he says here, in the Visible Union Bride of Christ, paragraph 212, November 25th, 1965. He said, now it was nature. Would one of you brothers come up and put my blackboard up, if you would, please? If you get a chance there. I greatly appreciate it. Now, it was nature associated with death. Your first husband. Now, all, without me going clear back on those messages, we all know what the first husband was, don't we? Huh?
Amen.
It was that first nature, that worldly nature he was born with. All right? That first husband that had rule over you. Now, you understand that, right? Okay. Had that rule over you was your nature by natural birth. Because when you was naturally born as a little baby, that was the first nature that was activated. I'll put it that way. It come to life, and that's what you lived by. That's why we all were born in sin, shaping iniquity, cursing, lying, cheating, whatever it may be. But that's why we did, because it was that worldly nature. All right? And it was through natural birth. That's how it started. He said, natural. You love the world because you are the world and part of the world. That's right. Your desires was, by nature, to love the world which you're a part of. All right? That's why we see, you know, as me and my wife went to Lancaster yesterday afternoon, and it just seemed like, of course, I was thinking about these different things and so forth, and it just seemed like everywhere I looked, I could see that worldly nature operating in people.
Amen.
Seeing these young kids in these, I call them bumblebee cars with the big pipe sticking out, and sounds like something hideous. And they screaming down the street and music are banging and booming and glass shaking and everything. That worldly nature. See kids going down the highway and the parents driving and just little fellas like this and they're going like this in the car. Yeah. And mommy's over there smoking a cigarette. The whole world is just a total mess. That worldly nature operating. Acting like heathens. Living like heathens. You see? It's that worldly nature. And you know what? We were all the same. And if it wasn't for God's grace, we'd be a bunch of heathens also. Yeah. We'd look so hideous. We'd be definitely staunching God's nostrils. But God made a way for us that we wouldn't be a staunch in his nostrils.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. He says, you're a part of nature. You believe that? That's your natural thing. That's the reason you have to be born again. Now, before I go on too much further, I'm going to take and add this little dotted line around this like we did before, just kind of give you an idea. All right? Because that's the worldly nature we're speaking of. That's temporal to a son of God. That's why I've got some dashes in it, because it won't hold up. But the eternal one, it just keeps right on going. All right, so we find little dashes as the temporal soul you're born with, that worldly nature. All right, so let's go on. He says, you're a part of nature to believe that. He said, do you believe that? That's your natural thing. That's the reason you have to be born again. You have to separate. You have to die to that first husband. All right? I remember what I said in closing this morning. You know, these people arguing, fussing that, oh, praise God, you know, don't make no difference whether there's a change in the soul. Don't make no difference about this marriage and divorce. Let's just all get together and let's have a union together, you know, and don't worry about it. I'm going to tell you what. When a man or woman don't worry about sin, there's something wrong. And sin is unbelief. When we think sin tastes good and ain't nothing wrong with it, you've done fell into Satan's trap.
Amen.
You see? That's the reason you have to be born again. You have to separate. You have to die to that first husband. You can't live with it. You just can't say, well, I'll divorce him and hang him up till an occasion. There ain't no divorce in this and just hanging it up for an occasion. He's telling us it has to die. Now, again, if something dies, you don't have to worry about it bothering you, right? You don't have to worry about coming back and haunting you. And, you know, if you want to kill a snake out there and it's pestering you and he's striking at you, you kill him, you don't have to worry about him no more. Throw him over the bank and go on. You see? He's dead. All right? No, sir. No writing of divorcement. That don't work. That don't work at all. He dies. I get that. He dies. The nature of the world has to die. Every speck of him has to die. You have to be reunited again with another nature. Okay? He says, your name of your first nature was born. And he says, and put in a book of life. All right? Your first nature, when you was born, he's talking about this natural birth, what he just got done talking about. This natural birth, you was born, and you was born with a worldly nature. Again, to a son or daughter of God, that's a temporal nature in operation. Okay? But we find, this is what he's saying now. He says, and all your deeds was wrote in it. So we find all those deeds that you would ever do was connected to this. All the deeds connected to that worldly nature. Okay? The name of your first nature was born, and first in a book, and he says, and put in a book of life, all your deeds was wrote in it too. So all these deeds you'd do in that worldly nature was wrote in a book of life. You believe that?
Amen.
I hope you believe what the prophet's saying. All right. Everything you've done under that nature was put in a book. That's how great God is. Oh, I love it. Called the book of life. You got that now?
Amen.
Make sure that soaks in. All these deeds that you'd ever do was put in that book of life under that old nature. Okay? Now he says, continue on, invisible union, bride of Christ, paragraph 222. Well, you separated from your first union. Okay, now when you're born again, you separate from that first union through a new birth. The Holy Ghost fire kills that old nature. And Brother Bram talked about it in Future Home, didn't he?
Amen.
All right. I said, I can't read all these things, but you can go home and read it. I'll save a little bit of time. All right. Now, if it's different if we had people here who didn't know nothing about it. All right. But he says, you separated from your first union by a spiritual death. Okay? Now you are born again. Keep that in mind. Now you're born again. How is this spiritual death? Because it was the Holy Ghost fire, which is spiritual, killed that old nature. It was a spiritual death. You got that? Okay. Or remarried again to a new spiritual union of not, he said, of not your natural life of the things of the world, but of eternal. That germ that was in you at the beginning found you. Anytime Brother Branham spoke about that germ in you, he talked about the soul, that gene of God. I've got quotes here on that. All right? When he's talking about that germ or gene, All right, that germ that was in you at the beginning found you. Now your old book, I remember this book here with all these deeds in it. God knew all about it. All this book here with all them deeds, that book of life, that you've done under that worldly nature. Okay? Now your old book is gone. When did this happen? When you were born again. Now you see why I said Thursday night? If you wasn't born again Thursday night, try to make sure by the grace of God you are now, before today. Because it'll sure help you in this. He says, with your old union, he says, now your old book is gone with your old union. Now your name, your old, he skips here a bit, has been transferred. Now you say, do you mean to tell me my old book? God puts it in the sea of his forgiveness. Amen. Can you believe it? Amen. All right, so we find that this old book here of these deeds under that old nature, now God told us that he put it in his sea of forgiveness. Now remember, God's great enough, he can forget. We can sit here and somebody can do something to us and maybe 20 years ago. And we may not be thinking about it, but somebody can mention a little something. Oh, I remember when so-and-so done that to me. We ain't great enough to do that. You see, we can forgive the person and not hold it against them and pray for them and all kinds of things, but we still can remember. But God is so great that when he said he was going to do this, he was going to take this book of life, under that old nature, and all those deeds that you would do under that old nature, and he was going to put it somewhere in a place where he could never remember it no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening?
Amen.
All right. He says, God put it in the sea of his forgiveness. You stand perfectly before God. But Brother Steve, I got something I got to overcome. That's right. We all got things we probably got to overcome. But that don't keep me from being perfect in God. Oh my. Remember, saints, you may do something a day before the Lord comes. But are you going to know where you stand when he comes? Huh? You say, well, that's good. Then nobody really realized what's going on, that it was something that I ain't been able to overcome. Nobody will know it. Oh, yes. God will know. And you know what? Because you know and you haven't overcome it, then you're going to condemn yourself. Yeah. And then what's going to happen? You're going to miss the rapture. Because you're doubting who you are. Yeah. Now listen. You stand perfectly before God now. Now your name is now in a new book. Oh, hallelujah. Not the book of life, but the Lamb's book of life. What the Lamb redeemed. Not the old book of your natural union, but your new bride. Hallelujah. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life. Your marriage certificate. Hallelujah. Where your true eternal germ from the beginning takes a hold.
Amen.
Takes a hold, okay? Let me use a little rag here. Amen. Okay, so it's going to take a hold. Now remember, we all know we had these deeds at one time. Can you all identify with that?
Amen.
And that old nature?
Right.
Absolutely. Every one of us can. Us that's born again, and those that ain't born again still knows that's still going on. But just think, if you can get a hold of God and get him in your life, you can get rid of that.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because he already predestinated that he was going to take care of it.
Amen.
But he'd take care of it when he give you the new birth.
Amen.
But he already knew he was going to do it. Oh, hallelujah. So those that's born again now, here. Now what's wiping? What's wiping that way? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my. And them who he has washed and made clean, they are clean.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have to worry about it no more. Look how clean that is. It's as though it never was there, isn't it? I can't see anything there. It's gone. Washed away. And it's put in the sea of God's forgiveness. All that's been wiped away. Hallelujah. So simple, but yet so glorious. If a man or a woman can get the revelation of that simplicity. But to many, it is just a story. It is just a message. It is just a sermon that somebody preaches on. It's just something that the prophet talked about. It's just something Scripture talks about. It's not a reality. But oh, if somehow the Holy Ghost, and friends, you can know even right now if you sit there and the inspiration was striking you when that was going around there and wiping that off.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know that was you. Oh my, and then there's a stimulation going with it. Hallelujah, that's me. I'm as clean as can be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. He says, all right, your new life is the Lamb's Book of Life, your marriage certificate, hallelujah, your true eternal germ from the beginning takes hold. And he says, and now you're not only forgiven, but you're justified.
Amen.
Glory, he says. No wonder he said glory. Justified, he screams out. Romans 5:1 said, therefore, being justified by faith, what unless we see I'm justified? Because God reveals this to me.
Amen.
That his blood washed us all the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And throw it in the sea of his forgetfulness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look up the word. The word don't mean forgiven. He's talking about justified. The word means justified. It don't mean you're forgiven. For instance, you heard I got drunk. Y'all remember this, but let's read it again now. You heard I got drunk and done some evil things and everything. And then you come up to me and say, and find out that I, then come up and find out that I didn't do them. Okay, you heard I went out and got drunk and I done this and I done that. And then you heard that I didn't do it. It's okay, I didn't do it. But yet you heard I did. Okay? Then you come around and say, Brother Branham, I forgive you. Forgive me? I didn't do it at all in the first place. Now I want you to think about this, saints. The soul is the real you. Is that right? That temporal nature he gave us was not the real me. The real me came from the thoughts of God and was in the thoughts of God before there was ever a moon or a star.
Amen.
I never did do it in the first place. Oh, people say I do, and they seen me do it, and I did do it in the flesh, but it wasn't me. It was that old worldly nature that I was born with causing me to do that.
Amen.
But praise God, the Holy Ghost fire killed that. Hallelujah. And now I'm free from that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wait a minute. We got to get this fixed right. Amen. Because I don't want to see a spot on there. Yeah. It's going to be really gone. Really, 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 really gone.
Amen.
Now, in the sea of his forgiveness. But why did God do this all this way? Why couldn't he just start us out perfect to start with? Because if he just started us out perfect to start with, he could not have been magnified as our Redeemer, our Savior. Oh, our one that saved us. That one day we're going to cry back, grace, grace, grace. Brother Branham said the bride would cry back.
Amen.
If I started out perfect, I wouldn't have no praise at all for him. But he wanted to be worshipped too, is that right?
Yes.
What's going to make us want to worship him? Knowing that I'm justified. Hallelujah, know him, I'm free from sin. Hallelujah, I'm going then. Hallelujah, I'm going to make it. Why? Because he made the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Oh, my, I sort of stir your old Methodist bones.
Amen.
All right, he says, see, I didn't do it. Let's back up. He says, you found out I didn't do them. Then you come around and say, well, I forgive you. Forgive, forgive me what? I didn't do it in the first place. Now, if I did do it, I'm guilty. But you could forgive me, and I would be guilty. But yet, I'm not justified. If what? You really didn't do it. You wouldn't be really justified. But God made it in a way that you really didn't do it. That a worldly nature you was born with got you into all that. You was trapped into it. Right?
Amen.
By a natural birth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen to it. For instance, you heard, I guess we read that part. Now, if I did do it, I'm guilty. But you could forgive me, and I would be guilty. But yet I'm not justified because I actually done it. But the real me didn't actually do it. This flesh got caught into it through a worldly nature. But not the real me. The real me has eternal life.
Amen.
The real you has eternal life. Hallelujah. Oh, can thou believest these things? Hallelujah. Or can you recognize the signature? Are you recognizing it through representation or predestination? That the Lord Jesus Christ signed that pardon for you with his own blood? Hallelujah. Oh, my. Talk about sing. Glory. Hallelujah. If you have a reality of this, friends, you want to glorify him and you can't wait to praise his holy name. And you're so excited about it, you want to show him how much you love him. From the bottom of your heart, clear all the way out. Hallelujah. But the word justify is though you never done it. Amen. It's not even regarded at all. Wow. How's it done? In God's book of sea of his forgiveness. Your old book and marriage is divorced or dead. It's not even in memories of God. Can you imagine that? Now, God sent a prophet in this age to tell us that. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for him sending that prophet.
Amen.
It's not even in the memories of God. Amen. You're justified. So think of that. When I stole when I was little, God don't even remember it. No. When I cheated before the new birth, God don't even remember it. No. All these things we've done wrong, disobeyed mom and dad maybe, God don't even remember it. It's in the sea of his forgiveness. Hallelujah. We're talking about a new birth now. All right. Therefore, being justified, it was accused. You was accused. You never done it in the first place. The old union is in the sea of God's forgiveness. The old union is in the sea of God's forgiveness. But remember, he had to get this thing rolling where we would worship and praise him from the bottom of our hearts. The very things we're talking about tonight, saints, and spoke about this morning. God wants this out of your life. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, if you can see it, you're going to want to give it to him from the depths of your heart.
Amen.
And really mean it. And you don't have to have somebody pump you up and prime you. You don't need to bang and drum and a guitar wanging or nothing. Friends, there's a worship in your heart of glorifying him. Hallelujah. You wasn't married to it to begin with. He, the bridegroom, bore your shame himself. For you, he says, for you in your place, he took your place, for you were predestinated for him to be his bride. That's why he took care of it. No wonder Brother Branham said in the Church Age book, only the elect can be reborn.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen, he said that. He says, for you were predestined for him to be in his bride before the foundation of the world. So God knew this was going to happen. He knew we was going to be trapped in a fleshly body with a worldly nature. And he knew that he was going to take his Holy Ghost fire and kill that old nature. And then his nature, his desire, his ambition, his hunger, his pull, desire on the inside would be operating in this body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he wanted to take care of that old thing that used to be there again. Let me say it again so that you would cry out to him and worship him.
Amen.
And love him and praise him. Remember, God. God is an object of worship, and he wanted to be worshiped. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Okay. We'll say, well, I don't want to worship him. Well, why, you didn't come from the same place I came from.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because I want to worship him.
Amen.
I want to tell him how great he is.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, song, how great thou art. How great thou art. Hallelujah. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Amen.
Oh, how great thou art. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. If there's any Methodists left in here, I hope the Pentecostals run right over you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, with a Pentecostal faith burning in your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That original Pentecostal faith.
Amen.
The faith of the fathers. Hallelujah. No wonder they came down that upper room a staggering round. Hallelujah, when the Holy Ghost fire came. They thought they was drunk coming down out of that upper room, and it was but the third hour of the day. They knew they hadn't been drinking, but something happened to them. Hallelujah. I hope somebody wonders what happened to me.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, I wish I could preach all the time. I'm feeling good. Wow, little back don't hurt at all. Amen. I don't know how it happens, but it happens. Amen. I got to do the hide and fling, old Brother Jackson said. Amen. But get me off of the anointings. Tweak, tweak, crack. But oh my, one day I'm going to be delivered of it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if not here, I'll get a new body that'll never have an aching pain. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, oh, Brother Steve, you're just faking. Oh, no, I'm not faking. Come on, put up your dukes. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. All right. Real quickly now, and I'll close. Why don't you sisters come on up, and we'll kind of finish up here. This is in the fourth seal, paragraph 183. Notice now. He will be given a heart of a... Let's go on down, skip a little bit so we can save a little time. He said, but there's the mediator standing there, the kinsman redeemer. How many knows who the kinsman redeemer is?
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Standing there with the blood that can take the vilest sinner's heart and change it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why it don't make no difference how bad it was. Whether it was adultery or whatever it may be, drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be, the Lord Jesus Christ can take the vilest sinner and change it completely around. But you know what? He that is forgiven much loveth much. Hallelujah. Oh my, how much more precious that justification must be. And the forgiveness when they've been in the depths of sin. Amen. Oh my, they must really have something to really... If I've got what I've got, praise God, with what I've been into, oh my, just think what them people would be. Why, it ought to be a shout in the camp. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Stand there with the blood that can take the vilest sinner's heart and change it. A mediator is on the throne. Yes, sir. Satan said, but they're guilty. Oh, and he's always trying to accuse you. But they're guilty. Jesus said, they're not. Mm-mm. That Clorox was invented or manufactured to take away stain. Take the coloring out of ink or any other stain. They got it. And it breaks up until you never will find it again. You know, if you want to just try that, just go home and do that. Take and set your cup of bleach there and break open a pen and drop a drop of that bleach in that, or that ink in that bleach. And just watch what happens to that ink. And you know what? You might be jumping all around the table.
Amen.
If you can really think about what Jesus Christ done for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, they got it. It'll break it up till it'll never find it again. It goes back to gases, all the way back to cosmic light, past molecules and everything else till it turns back to the original where it came from. Oh my, it's a creation. Creation had to come from a creator. But all the chemicals that was manufactured and put together, they're broke up, and that's just all there is to it. There's no more of it. Even the very water substance, it is, blends with the Clorox, which is ashes. That's right. Glory to God, it's all clean. Just listen to him now. Will you? You're just all clean. When you have done what he told you to do. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ does to the true child of God. When he confesses that sin and stands there justified in his mercy, his goodness. Even it's so great till God said, I can't even remember it anymore.
Amen.
And he's absolutely my son. Glory. Think of that. That's my son. I cleaned him good. Hallelujah. Verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, then be moved. And don't doubt in your heart, but believe in what you said, it shall come to pass. You can have that what you have said. You are a redeemed son. Amen. I know that's true.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Now you see where, how we ought to know we stand before God? That's why Brother Steve, I wasn't thinking that way. That's right, but we need to start thinking that way.
Amen.
That's what this is all about, because the Holy Ghost wants to get you ready, that you'll be ready for a rapture.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Do you think he wants us to get over there in glory, praise God, and keep remembering, oh, I've done this and I've done that and I've done this and I've done that? No, when you get there, friends, he's going to be wiping the tears away from your eyes around that table and say, cry no more. It's all over with. It's all taken care of. It's finished now. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my. Glory to his name. He that's born of God doth not commit sin. For he cannot sin. The bleach stands between him and God. How could it ever get there when it breaks it up and sends it right back to where it's said, send it back to the one who perverted it? Whew, he said, I feel religious. I tell you, I've got some stimulations now as it begins to reveal to me. How about you? Is there any stimulation? A revelation? Oh, Brother Steve, I've heard this before. Oh, what's going on? Where's a real, genuine worship? Where you're really thankful for what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why can't we just go off and talk to him somewhere? Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is just melting your heart.
Amen.
And you just got to sit there and just, oh God, I love you. You're so precious to me. You're so glorious to me. You're the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Hallelujah, you may be walking down through the woods or just walking down through and see the sun coming up and the glistening frost on the grass or something. Praise God, and seeing nature and the birds is a-singing. Oh my, I thought about that this morning, and the birds is just a-singing, you know, just happy as can be. This is their happy time of the year, friends. Oh my, I thought if them birds can sing like that and glorify God, why, he made them to glorify him. He wanted to make a beautiful noise to him. So praise God, they're singing their song.
Amen.
Then what about us, friend, with what the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Shouldn't we be a singing a glorious song to the Lord?
Amen.
Oh my, praising him and honoring him for what he's done.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, there ought to be a fire burning on the inside of our heart. You ask me why I'm happy, I'm going to tell you why. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my, let us all stand. Before I make you stand. Amen. Glory. I might come down and grab your hand. Might let you feel a little stimulation. Amen. You want to feel something? Come on up here. Hallelujah. Glory! While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was listening, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I know it was the hand of the Lord. Oh, while I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody, oh yes, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, of the Lord. Oh yes, it's glory, glory, glory. Somebody touching me. every time we enter the door, it ought to be bubbling in our hearts. If we got a genuine revelation, hallelujah, shouldn't be able to hardly hold us down. Oh, my, I can't wait to praise him. Hallelujah. Anybody got a song you want to sing? Huh? Huh? Come on. Listen. Page 4. Let's see what it is. Amen. I got so much to thank him for. Do you? I do. Oh, I got a lot to thank him for. When I think of what he's done for me, I got a lot to thank him for. Amen. Page 4. When I look and see the good things he's done for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. And his blessings he freely gives, I owe my life to him. I've got so much to thank. Oh, think about it now. Really think about it. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for him has been so good to me. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. So much to thank. Sing it again. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've got so much to thank him for. So much to praise him for. He has been so good to me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Brought me from, I've got so much to thank him for. One more, amen. And I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. For he has been so good to me. Yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So much to thank him for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. I love you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, my precious Savior. Oh, you've done so much for me, Lord. Thank you so much from the depth of my heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you. Oh, thank you, Lord. You've done so much, Lord. Oh, God, I don't deserve it, Lord. It's by your grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Amen. Anybody else got anything you want to sing? Amen. Brother Timothy, you got anything you want to sing? Amen. Just come on up. Amen. Glory. But, oh, my, we ought to be a thankful people, saints. For what he's done for us. Why? I can't explain why he picked this little place to bless a people. But I know he's here blessing the people. I know he's giving them the word of God. I know he's leading us right on in. If we'll just pay attention to what he's doing, what the Holy Spirit's doing. Amen. I know we're going to make it by God's grace. Hallelujah. But we ought to be a different people just so far what we've read and renew our minds to. Because it proves we've fallen short. Oh, my, but may it come from the depths of our heart. May we be thinking about this, that we're justified. Praise God, as though I never done it in the first place. Amen. And right there, it shows us how we're doing it. That's how he did it right there, friends. Oh, my, I'm free. I am free. I never done it in the first place because it wasn't really me. But there's the real me. Right there's what was eternal in God's thoughts. Amen. Right there. Not this and out here. This one right here was eternal in God's thoughts. Amen. That gene, that seed of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. And you know what? It never did do that. Never did. Is that right?
Amen.
Never did. But that old worldly nature was attached to this body then. Oh, yeah. But not the real me. Hallelujah. We came from God and we're going back. Hallelujah. We came from the same source. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Free indeed. I'm free. So free. I'm in the Spirit. The Spirit in me. I'm rejoicing because I am not what I was. Thanks to Calvary's tree. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm free, oh yes, so free. I'm in the Spirit in me. I'm rejoicing because I am not what I was, thanks to Calvary's tree. Oh, yes. Glory. Don't you love him? Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Timothy. I'm free. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. So free. Hallelujah. I'm in the Spirit. Oh, yes.
Sing the chorus, the first verse, and then if you all want, if you know it, sing with me, and then we'll sing the chorus.
Amen.
Amen. It used to be when I was sin and Satan stood off somewhere great. We better drop it. Amen. It used to be when I was sin and Satan stood off somewhere great. Pleasures that he brought, they turned on me. But then my teardrops fell like rain falling, and I heard my Savior calling. If you can't go on anymore, just lean on me. Now I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to live one day as before.
dots away. It's that real, Spinks. That day when they nailed him to that cross,
yes,
and that blood flowed, he covered me.
Amen.
So, amen. Now I know he filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Lord,
I know I may make a mistake between here and there, but I know that by God's grace I can raise my hands and always seize with my hands in that blood.
Lord.
Amen. Oh, I really ought to be.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm to sing a little chorus, I'm redeemed by the love divine. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, to him I now resign.
Your car, your family, till it's just you left standing here with nothing. And I've still got so much to thank you for. Because of that right there, I know that my
Lord,
one of these days I'm going to stand over there, amen, on the streets of gold. And the half has never yet been told. This life is so temporal, and yet it clouds us up.
Amen.
Amen. We're so tied up with jobs and families and cares of life, and it chokes the real reason for why we were sent.
God.
But oh my, when you can see,
amen,
I'm not of this world. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm moving on.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to his
Glory.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Anyone amen. Got a song? Amen. I think Brother Amos?
Can we sing How Great Thou Art?
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
so
we can.
Hallelujah.
Can I say a testimony?
Yes. Can't ever find any. And I just spent the day by myself out in the woods today and walking along trying to find a view, just kicking the brush. Got down in a creek and where the floods had come, I hadn't been down there in a while, and the water had just washed it all out. But where them little sandbars was, and we just had that rain, I think it was last Sunday, but all them mushrooms was growing in that creek bed, where all that had washed through and just barely a little bit of dirt hanging on them. And great big mushrooms hanging in there. And you just see the cutting power of that water. And you see that all laid back, but yet you can see that fresh new growth. And how those things just reach up. And I've never found a mushroom. I just couldn't. But once I could see those things poking up through that grass, it just a special picture of God's glory.
Amen.
And you know, we was out on the lake about a week ago, and I took a picture of the sunset and just the beautiful colors that was in it. And I sent it to a man, and I told him, I said, only God can paint a picture like this. And you know, it just almost can, when that you see that beauty, it just wants to break you down.
Amen.
To think that God that could create all of this took the time to be and to erase my sins and your sins. An innocent man. Just think, he walked in this life in the flesh.
Amen.
As a man that was guiltless and innocent.
Yes.
Went to a cross,
Amen.
Beaten, mocked, scoffed, spit upon.
Oh,
and yet he opened not his mouth, because he knew he was bearing your and my shame.
Amen.
And he bore it all the way to the cross for you and I, that we could stand here.
Amen.
Tonight, and to be able to receive the word that he spoke tonight.
Amen.
That would set us free.
Amen.
Oh, sometimes we let it become a story and it just becomes routine to what we hear. But there's a reality to what happened. And oh, I can feel it in my soul. Amen. Glory to his name. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we have come here tonight, Lord, and you've spoke to us today. And Lord, these things we've heard, don't let it just stop right here. But Lord, let it continue to grow. For Lord, it, Lord. Just, it'll just get bigger and bigger in our lives. Lord, it's the grace and the mercy that you've shown. Lord, you knew every one of us what we were going to fall into, where life in this flesh body was going to lead us, and the things that we would do. And with us in your mind, Lord, you went to that cross knowing that you was going to pay that price for our sin. And then, Lord, through it all, you bore the stripes that you said, by my stripes you're healed. Lord, you paved a path for us. And Lord, all you ask in return was that we give you this body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord, that we would become living sanctuaries for you to house in. Lord, may it truly become so great in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, more so, may it show forth, Lord, in our worship, Lord, in everything we do, may it show out greater that you are alive and living. And Lord Jesus, that we are those delegates and representatives for you. Lord, just take this precious word and dip it into our hearts. And Lord, if you should tarry, bring us back, Lord, and may we come hungry and ask you for more. Lord, that we would grow into the people that you want us to be. And Lord, if you shouldn't tarry, then Lord, may we know and be able to rest assured that if you would come tomorrow, Lord, everything I know is under the blood, and I'm standing here clean and spotless before you tonight. And by grace, Lord, if tonight be my last night, I'm going to catch the ride home. Oh, Lord, and I'm going to walk on that city. Lord, open our hearts greater to your word and just continue to melt us, Lord. Break us down, Lord. Help us to lose the formalities, Lord, and the things that have attached itself to us over the years. Maybe the things we were raised in or come through. But Lord, let your precious Holy Spirit sweep over us and remold us, Lord, into that Christians that you had apostolic faith that you said would be in this day, burning in our hearts, Lord. We'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor that's due you in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else got anything they want to say before we leave? Anything at all? Amen. God is so good. Amen. He's ever mindful, saints, of every need we have. And sometimes maybe we suffer through things that no one knows about, but God knows. If you take it to him, he's always there. Amen. To meet the need that you have need of. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. I just don't know. It seems like, let's just sing Amazing Grace before we leave. Amen. I think it's the only song fitting.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
And read things the prophet said and let it gel together with it.
Yes.
The things that our pastor has mentioned. Amen. And may God just richly dip it into our hearts greater than it ever has. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed. Amen.